This is AJ Frederickson sitting down alongside head coach of the SCSU women's hockey team, Eric Rude. Coach, you guys had an impressive look at this past weekend against the Minnesota Whitecaps. You won both games 2-1, one going into overtime, but let's touch on the first game. It was almost the Alyssa Erickson show. She netted two goals in that one to lead you guys to the win. What worked for her? What clicked for her in that first game that led her to that kind of success?
Well, it was nice to see a senior and one of our captains come out and have a big weekend. It was a nice way for her to kickstart her offensive season. You know, I think she's had some good looks in the weekends before, and then to be able to finish a couple, I think was very positive for her. So we're definitely looking forward to her leading our offensive output here going into the future.
We saw Taylor Crosby get the start in between the pipes in game one, and then Janine Alder and Emma Polesny kind of split time in game two. What's the competition for the starting goaltender spot looking like at the moment?
When the season started, we said that everyone was going to get a chance in these first six games to play somehow, some way, in some form. And that includes forwards, D, goalies. You know, so now we're through that stretch, and to have a couple exhibition games four games into the season was kind of nice because we got to mess with some lines a little bit and try some different combinations and just kind of roll lines, you know, where we didn't put too much pressure on certain individuals in terms of their playing time. So the same was with holds true with the goaltenders. They were able to each play a certain amount in this first six game stretch, and you know, they've all had good stretches, and you know, now it starts from here. So now our practices count, everything matters, you know, building up to this first weekend, and you know, we're still evaluating our goaltending situation, and we'll see how it goes this weekend.
And this weekend you are kicking off WCH play against the Ohio State University, a team has been one of the better teams in the conference over the past couple of years. Obviously, you're going to throw Minnesota and Wisconsin in the mix always. You guys are going to be able to threaten, and we'll touch on that in a minute. But they have a couple standout freshmen who are leading their team right now, tied at 9 points for the season. You have Tatum Skaggs and Emma Malte. How do you plan to shut them down? What's the defensive strategy for this weekend?
Well, you know what? I don't know that we ever worry about individuals too much. You know, you have to play great defense to win in this league. So we're not going to spend too much time worrying about a couple of individuals because they're a deep team. I mean, they have nine forwards that could score at any point in time. They have their top three defensemen are as good as anyone in the league. And they have the best goaltender in the country, so they are absolutely loaded. I mean, they could win our league this year easily. They're playing that well, and they have that kind of dynamic side to them. So you know, for them, it's a nice bonus for them to have a couple freshmen come out and lead their team in scoring, because behind them are some pretty good veteran players. So you know, we just have to play our sound defensive game, which I think we've done so far this year. We gave up a few goals in Colgate, but none of them to our systems breakdown. They're kind of weird ones here and there, but in terms of our defensive structure, I think we're in a pretty good place right now, so we'll look to build off of that this weekend.
And going into the weekend, we did mention it's the start of WCHA play. What's your prediction for the end of the season? Where do you think you guys will finish?
You know what? It's hard to know. The team that we've been seeing in practice so far, the first month of our practice season, hasn't quite shown up on game night yet. And a lot of that is due to screwing around with lines quite a bit and getting a lot of different people ice time. So as we narrow in to our normal, I don't want to say no, schedule or not schedule, but our roster for game nights, it'll be interesting how we gel from there. So you know, in terms of prediction of how the season, I don't know. We're going to try to finish as high as we can and see what happens. You know, I think there's a lot of parity in the league this year, so there's going to be a chance to win some games against some teams maybe we've struggled with in the past. So we're looking forward to that opportunity. But there's a lot of things we like the way they're going right now, and there's some things that just happen when you have 12 new people in the lineup every night, and you know, or not every night, but on our team. So we're coming along, and we like a lot of the things, and we'll just let the chips fall as the season goes on.
All right, very well put. So a lot of hope here for the season coming up. You can find all that information and more on kvsc.org/sports for all of your SCSU women's hockey and much more. For Coach Eric Rude, this was AJ Frederickson for KVSC Sports.